consumed, like the flesh was taken off and it was hunted by ancients. And they think that the date of this carcass, by like dating it, it kind of points to a split in the populations in that area from around 25,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And more or less, the discovery of this mammoth on that land bridge area helps us understand when people came into North America from Siberia, because that's the major theory of, like, why is North America like, how did it first become populated by the ancestors of Native Americans? Was this, they came over through the land bridge on the Bering Strait. So basically, Alaska, using modern terms, Alaska was once physically connected to Russia, for people who don't know. And then over time, as the waters rose, the land bridge collapsed and people could no longer, you know, cross between. But that's essentially how they think people came over. And that's only within the last 21,000 years.
Which is mind-blowing when you think of...
Yeah.
That it's that recent?
Yeah. So that's like that's a pretty big discovery. Now, here's the other thing about mammoths that I think is absolutely fascinating. Their remains are so well preserved that people are trying to introduce the idea of cloning them, like taking the DNA and putting it in elephant DNA, because apparently it's a very close match. And there's all sort of ethical implications surrounding that.
Just a few. Just,
yeah, I mean, mostly that it's like there's the only use would be to basically put them into a zoo, and it doesn't seem right. But, you know, we think of woolly mammoths as being something that like stalked around the Ice Age, or, you know, clearly in line with humans, like humans weren't around when mammoths were around. But it's believed that a population existed as far back on an isolated island, less than 10,000 years ago, until 1650 BC. So it's actually, they haven't been extinct for that long.
Oh no, they haven't. And it's pretty recent, I guess.
And scientists also believe that they theoretically shouldn't have gone extinct, that it was just kind of a series of bad luck that theoretically they could have survived well past that period. I mean, they'd probably be distinct nowadays, let's be real, but...
Humans love hunting things.
Yes. I mean, a lot of things have vanished because of overhunting. What's interesting, though, and I discussed this, I did a whole episode on cryptids that might actually turn out to be extant animals with Kate from Strange Animals podcast, and mammoth was one of them. It's something that just is like a weird topic that fascinates me, because there's all these stories from like the late 1800s of people in Siberia or Alaska reporting mammoths, and a lot of, you know, indigenous tribes also reporting encounters with mammoths well past the time they were said to have died out, and in isolated areas where theoretically they could still exist.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, that past the 1800s, you don't really see any, but I don't know. It'd be really cool if like there's maybe just a small population. I mean, it'd be really cool if any animal that was extinct was still around, but yeah.
Yeah. That's fascinating. 'Cause yeah, I believe they've seen evidence that the Tasmanian devil, or what is it? There's a small population that they thought was extinct, and they've caught it on game cameras. So it would be completely possible that